Welcome to TSL Bite-Sized, your daily dose of the most impactful AI news, delivered with precision and clarity. Today, we're diving into a significant update from the U.S. War Department, which has just announced new agreements with a broader array of AI companies, signaling an accelerated integration of advanced artificial intelligence into national security operations. This move expands on previous initiatives, aiming to solidify a technological edge in an increasingly complex global landscape. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, May 3, 2026. Let's get into it. The U.S. War Department has just announced agreements with 8 leading AI companies to deploy their advanced capabilities onto classified networks, a move that expands on previous Pentagon initiatives and signals an accelerated integration of cutting-edge AI into national security operations. This latest announcement, coming directly from www.war.gov, details a broader partnership than earlier reports, aiming to enhance military intelligence, logistics, and strategic planning with state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. The department emphasizes that these collaborations are crucial for maintaining a technological edge and ensuring robust defense capabilities in an increasingly complex global landscape. This development underscores the government's commitment to leveraging commercial AI innovation for critical national security applications.
However, the landscape of these partnerships continues to be shaped by ongoing debates over ethics and security. While the War Department's announcement highlights a wider net of collaborators, Latelessly.com reports that Anthropic, a prominent AI developer, remains notably excluded from these agreements. This exclusion, according to Latelessly.com, stems from specific supply chain and security concerns, a more detailed explanation than previous mentions of general ethical disputes. Despite what Latelessly.com describes as internal demand for its models within the Department of Defense, these concerns have kept Anthropic from participating in the classified network integration. This situation highlights the complex balance between rapid AI deployment, vendor trust, and national security imperatives as the government navigates the intricate world of advanced AI partnerships.
Shifting gears to a high-profile legal battle, Elon Musk's ongoing lawsuit against OpenAI is bringing to light deep-seated disagreements over the very mission and funding structure of the influential AI research company. According to Bloomberg, Musk is presenting his case to a jury, framing his departure and subsequent legal action as a simple tale of betrayal regarding OpenAI's original nonprofit open-source charter. This trial is not just about financial claims. It's a public airing of the philosophical clash between those who believe AI should be developed for the benefit of humanity without commercial motives and those who argue for a more pragmatic, for-profit approach to fund advanced research.
Tech Story India further elaborates on Musk's 2026 testimony, highlighting the core insights from what it terms the OpenAI schism, revealing legal battles and ethical debates that are highly relevant for the broader AI business landscape. The testimony reportedly delves into the transformation of OpenAI from its initial vision to its current hybrid for-profit structure and the implications this has for the future direction of AI development. This legal saga underscores the intense pressures and differing ideologies at play within the AI industry, particularly as companies grapple with the immense costs and potential profits associated with building frontier models. The outcome of this trial could set significant precedents for how AI research organizations are structured and governed moving forward. In a strategic move to navigate the volatile landscape of AI hardware, Anthropic, the developer behind the Claude AI models, is reportedly in early discussions to procure DRAM-less AI inference chips from UK startup Fractile. Tom's Hardware reports that this exploration marks a significant diversification for Anthropic, potentially adding a fourth chip supplier alongside its existing partnerships with Nvidia, Google, and Amazon. The decision to consider Fractile's SRAM architecture is driven by the current market conditions, specifically the extreme pricing and shortage crunch affecting traditional memory components like DRAM.
This proactive approach by Anthropic highlights the critical importance of supply chain resilience in the highly competitive AI industry. By exploring alternative chip designs that reduce the reliance on expensive and scarce memory, Anthropic aims to optimize its operational costs and ensure stable supply for its rapidly expanding AI inference needs. Tom's Hardware suggests that Fractal's innovative architecture could offer a more efficient and cost-effective solution for running large language models, particularly for inference tasks where memory bandwidth can be a bottleneck. This potential partnership reflects a broader industry trend of AI developers seeking specialized hardware solutions to gain an edge and mitigate supply chain risks. A landmark legal decision in China is setting a precedent for worker rights in the age of artificial intelligence after a Chinese court ruled against the dismissal of a tech worker whose job was replaced by AI. According to OPB, a tech worker in Hangzhou City was laid off when his responsibilities were entirely taken over by an AI system, prompting a legal challenge that has now concluded in his favor. The appeals court in Hangzhou deemed the dismissal unlawful, signaling a potential shift in how labor laws will be interpreted and applied as automation increasingly impacts the workforce.
This ruling, as reported by OPB, is significant because it directly addresses the legal ramifications of AI-driven job displacement, a growing concern globally. While the specifics of the court's reasoning are still being analyzed, the decision suggests that companies cannot simply replace human employees with AI without facing legal consequences, at least within this jurisdiction. It underscores the need for clear policies and regulations to protect workers in an evolving economic landscape where AI is becoming an integral part of operations. This case could serve as a crucial reference point for future legal challenges concerning AI and employment, both within China and potentially influencing discussions internationally. In a related discussion on AI deployment, Fortune magazine reports that Anthropic's most powerful AI model, Claude Mythos, is exposing a crisis in corporate governance. Yale's Jeffrey Sonnenfeld and his colleagues argue that without key fixes, Claude Mythos will create enterprise deployment issues that cannot be undone. They emphasize the urgent need for every CEO to adopt a robust framework for safe AI integration, highlighting the critical link between advanced AI capabilities and responsible corporate oversight.
Before I let you go, here are a couple of items to keep an eye on. First, watch for further details to emerge from the U.S. War Department regarding the specific AI capabilities being integrated into classified networks and whether the number of participating companies stabilizes at 8 or shifts again. Second, keep an eye on the ongoing Elon Musk versus OpenAI trial, as its outcome could significantly influence the governance and commercialization strategies of other major AI research organizations. That is TSL, bite-sized, for Sunday, May 3rd, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.